Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sheldon here. How are you?
I am doing good, and thanks for calling me back. I saw the cover of the book, and I commented on if it went through. But I was pleased with it. But I do want the Appalachian to go up, extend across the page, like mountains, to be, like the same font, same size font.
Can you say that again? I'm kind of confused.
The book cover,
No, I know that you're talking about the
the
book cover.
font.
I'm you're talking about the font. You want it to be like have a mountain background?
No, at the top, the text that says Appalachian Mountains. Appalachian is on one line, and the next line is mountains, and it's larger font than Appalachian. And then underneath is childhood memories, and that's nice. But I would like the word Appalachian to be the same size as mountains.
Got it. Got it. And what about your back cover description? Do you have that written out, or do you have to write
What?
the back cover description?
Oh, I don't know. So that's so I don't know what would I put on that
Basically, what we normally do, and this is what normally happens in a novel, a back cover description is like a small outline of the book, like this is what the book contains. Okay, there can be a small piece that tells about the author and a picture of the author. That's what we usually do.
Okay. Okay, so I should write up something like about myself.
Yes, a small, like 100 to 150 words about yourself, and similarly 100 to like 150 to 300 words about the book. Okay?
All for the back page.
Yeah, for the back cover of the book.
Okay.
It's a norm. If you want something else, we can think of that as well. We can, rather than have anything there, we can just have a small, detail about you and a picture of you, and below that we can have another image of the mountains.
Okay, or I can say a little bit of something about the book. I did in the acknowledgement. No, not the acknowledgments, but a description. Why did I do something in there? All right, I will do that. I'll write up something.
Perfect.
And okay. And okay, about the picture of the little girl. That all the coloring and the picture of her is perfect. But what I was thinking is, it's down lower, so you don't see her little bare feet. So it looks nice, her walking through a field when she's actually in the picture. She's wading in the water in a creek. I don't know if they could raise that up a little bit to where you could see her feet, and then take a little bit off of the bottom part of the cloud. Would that work?
I'll have to ask the team if they can do that.
Okay, if they can, I would like to see that. And but the one thing I really want is Appalachian, the same size font as Mount.
I'll get that done. Absolutely no problem. That's easy. I'll get that done. That can be done. About the feet thing, I will confirm it, and then I'll let you know. Okay?
Okay, now I did have another question. Where's my note? About the web page.
Yes.
So I need to have a web page. I suppose, do I need to have a web page?
It really helps out. Like, you're a new author, right? So it really helps having a, how should I say, a you know, online stamp for yourself. Basically, that is what a website is at this point. Because it
is an online what?
Basically, it's a stamp for yourself. Like, this is your online presence, right? Your social media is one type of presence, like your Facebook, your Instagram. That's one kind of presence you have online, right?
Yes.
So making a website basically improves you as an author. Like, at some point, if you want anybody to contact you, rather than just using your social media, you can have a website. It also helps search engines be more, you know, honed in to, if someone has to write, you know, Appalachian Mountains, there's a good chance your website might show up because it is would be related to the book which is based on Appalachian Mountains.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, do you charge extra for helping me set that up?
Let me confirm something. I can't have a hard time remembering things that people have in their packages. So it kind of depends on whether you have it in your package or not. Because we can design the entire website for you if you want. I can give you an example if you want to see it.
Okay.
So I'll send you a link to an example. Okay, you can see if you want something designed like that. And designing does, of course, cost extra. Because there's a different
It does cost extra for the designing?
Yes, it does cost extra for design. I'm not sure if you've signed up for it or not. Have you?
I don't think so. I talked to Daniel McKing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he said I would need to do a pre-booking marketing.
Yes.
So what
is
have I paid
helpful.
For?
Wait, let me confirm
it's
something.
It's helpful. Well, he said I needed to do that. And I said, well, you know, I've already paid $8,000 here. And I thought, what have I purchased for that? And he said, no, I would need to do that. So I went ahead and paid him. And he charged me $794.92 yesterday. So I'm thinking,
okay.
My goodness, I'm already out $10,000 and something trying to get this book published. It's like, you know, I need to be.
Well, let me explain. Basically, how things work are pre-marketing is something a bit different from regular marketing. Marketing starts after your book is published. Pre-marketing is considered as something that's before publishing, okay? So right now, the reason why I'm trying to finalize your book cover is that the moment we have the book cover, I'm going to get the pre-marketing started, okay? We're going to get all your creations for the accounts, the social media accounts, and done. We're going to start writing the articles and the press releases, okay? So we're going to get all of that rolling. So before your book is launched, we're going to set a launch date when we're going through its publishing for like 15, 20 days once the book is complete.
Uh-huh.
So that gathers a lot of, you know, it basically helps in gathering hype and lets you get pre-orders in. So it helps a lot in trying to get more sales. Basically, that's the concept of it.
Okay. And then he said something about after that, there would be another charge for something. And I'm like, wow.
I'm not sure. It depends on what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. But I did, I paid, is it to publish the book, $2,349. And then,
you have,
what did I got? Web Digital Agent. Oh, no,
you have Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble, and CreateSpace you have. That,
and what else?
You have CreateSpace, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, and Amazon. Basically, that's the publishing platforms that you have.
I have four.
Four, yes.
Four avenues. Amazon.
Amazon Kindle is basically Amazon Kindle is basically the same thing, but Barnes & Noble and CreateSpace and, yeah, Amazon Kindle. Basically, when we say Amazon Kindle, we're saying you're going to get a paperback cover publishing for, like, people who want to get the physical copy of the book, and there's going to be an ebook publishing for Kindle, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay. And this is going to be what exposure is it getting with okay. And then it's the exposure will be in the U.S. and Canada. And where else?
It's basically your campaign will be global, okay? Your campaign contains email blasts to 200,000 email blasts, okay? You have a number of press releases. Let me confirm the exact number as well. You're marked for, you have 4 blog posts, okay? 4 articles, 4-5 press releases, and 3 months of social media marketing. That's what you're signed up for, okay?
Okay. I don't have anything on paper that tells me that, but I would like to.
No, I'm gonna drop in everything for you. If you want, I can drop in everything on an email. Like I'll drop in information on the Teamwork platform. Okay, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
You also have one more thing. You have postcards and bookmarks. Like we're gonna custom design some postcards and bookmarks for your book. Like if at some point you want to, you know, sell it to a bookstore, or if your book catches enough attention that you go for a signing, you'll have some you know, personal bookmarks and postcards you can give to your audience. It's really, you know, just it's a sweet gesture.
Now, is that in the package?
That's in the package. That's part of the marketing package. You're going to get, I think, 2 postcard designs and 2 bookmark designs.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
Yep.
And then how about any more editing or, you know, sending that where I have red-lettered stuff?
Yes, I think, let me confirm the last one I sent you. Where is it? Here. So basically you are signed up for today. And once your file, the next delivery is lined up for today. So you should get a
Oh, wonderful. So the last one that I got was up to chapter 27.
Yeah. You get the feedback for it. So you should have a file today.
Okay. So I was concerned that you might have sent something that I didn't get.
No. I always try to text you whenever I send a file so you know I've sent it.
Yeah, you do. Okay.
It's just in the previous week, my health was just all over the place, so I wasn't able to actually get things rolling properly. So there have been a few delays overall in the process.
Okay. All right. Great.
So anything else you want to know, Mary?
I think that's it today. Oh, just to, you know, find out about the web page.
Oh, yeah. One more important thing I'll need to know. Because since you'll be talking to Daniel as well, I'll keep him posted on the website thing. To have a website, you'll need a domain as well. So do you have a domain for yourself?
I'll need what now?
There's, you know, a domain that's required in order to upload the website.
Oh, need a domain?
Yeah.
Did you say domain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, you know, you see, like, when you open Google, you say www.google.com. So .com is like a type of domain, and there's like .org. So basically, domain is a place where you can upload your website, okay? You can look it up, and you can check. If you want to get one for yourself, you can do that. If you want to get one through us, you can do that as well. It kind of depends on what you want, okay?
Okay, to get a domain through you?
You can get a domain through us, and you can get a domain by yourself as well. Both options are, you know, it depends on what you want.
Okay, well, I don't know what I want, because, you know, it's just I'm at ground zero with, you know, establishing a web page and what I need to do.
Okay,
I'll
talk to Daniel. Okay, he'll fill you in all the details that are required. Okay.
Okay.
And if there are any questions that he's unable to answer, you can always come and ask me.
All right, wonderful.
Perfect, Mary. I think we are good to go. If just confirming one more time, you want to increase the size, increase the font size for Apple Icon on the book cover, and you want to see if it's possible to have the little girl show her feet, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get in check. There's a possibility because she was standing in the water, you might not be able to get a cut out of that properly. That's why they did remove the feed, but I'll confirm, okay?
Okay, that'll be great.
Perfect, Mary. Anything else?
That's all I can think of right now.
Perfect, perfect.
I think that's it.
I'll
Okay.
have Daniel give you a call when he can, okay? So you can talk to him, and if there are any problems, you can always come back to me.
All right.
Perfect,
Okay,
Mary.
thank you so much.
Have a good day and take care of yourself. Welcome.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye.